Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm good, so.
I'm good, thank you. I'm just calling to check in. We spoke before, and you said that you have a friend, a family member, someone that wants home care services.
What is needed to switch services from one company to the next company?
So we'll need to be with that member on the phone first, confirming that they want to do that. We'll need to take down their basic information, and then we'll need to call together their insurance to let them know.
And is there a sign-on bonus for switching?
We can give sign-up bonuses for the caregivers, yes, of course.
And how does that work?
So once we speak with the patient and confirm that, and I would say after 60 days of employment, of working, then they get the sign-up bonus.
Okay, and how much is the sign-on bonus?
So we can give, I would say, $150 per caregiver.
You said $150 per caregiver.
Yes.
Okay, and then how does the pay rate go? Do you match what the current place was?
We can match, we can go higher. It really depends. Do you know how much the caregivers make and in which all like how many hours they work?
Yes, it's 15:50 and 24 hours. The hours got cut. It was 49. The hours got cut to 24 hours. But the I
And is
forget
it
what the
one
diet is.
caregiver like that does the 24 hours?
Yes.
So one caregiver, she does 24 hours and she's making now 1550, you said?
Yes.
Okay, we can match that. We can get 1550 as well for 24. Actually, in which county is that? Before
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah, so we can get 1550.
Okay, I'll give him a call and hold on, I can call him now. Hold on.
Go on, give me a second, yo.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Stella from
Hi.
Family First.
Yes, hi. He's here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine.
Great. So what we'll need to do in order to do the switch over, I'll need just some basic information from you just to make sure that everything is good and we have all info inside. And then we'll need to reach out to your service coordinator from your insurance. Do you know who your service coordinator is?
I think it's Keystone.
Keystone, and do you know which rep is the one that takes care of your case?
No. What you call it? I think that's the guy that'd be coming out to the house.
Who, Kashi?
Yeah.
Do you have
Okay, yeah,
maybe her
Kashi.
number?
So the steps to do everything is basically like moving forward, you would just have to speak to the care coordinator, the insurance, and then you would switch it over.
Yes. But let's start something a bit different. First, let's take down his information, and then if we don't reach the rep right now, we can do it afterwards. Like, the information is more important, I think.
Like, the clocking service, is it the same as, like, the phone call? Is it a fob or paper?
So we have either a fob. We don't prefer that, but we have a fob. We have a clocking system by calling, and then we have an app that you can download.
Okay. And do y'all provide, like, Meals on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels, we don't do Meals on Wheels. We're just home care. But there's like companies out there that we can refer for Meals on Wheels.
Okay. Okay, we'll give you a call back in a little bit. We'll reach out to Kashi first and then.
Oh, you first want to reach out to her. No problem, you can do that. So I'll just give you a call, let's say, in 12 o'clock and we'll follow up then. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, let me get your first name just so I have your first name.
My name?
Yes.
Robin or OBYN.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so when I call you, I'll know to whom I speak. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So
right,
we'll be in
you.
Touch later today. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.